Alex Golish gets a big stamp of approval. Some would say the biggest.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Alex Golish gets a stamp of approval from probably the most important person you could get a stamp of approval from when you're talking about coaches at Auburn. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Big Cat Weekend, maybe a little bit smaller, a little bit more deliberate. We'll talk about that, all the details that's around that as well. And then we're going to give out our Jack Arse of the Week award, the best segment in Auburn podcast history. Let's jump right into it. There's one name. When you are going to be the coach at Auburn, used to be a couple more names, but there's one name in particular where it's like, if this guy is on my side, I got a chance. If he's not on my side, I ain't got no chance. And I've seen some things and heard some things, and obviously I'm talking about none other than Mr. Jimmy Rain. I've seen a couple of things and heard a couple of things that I can't point to another example of with a head coach. And it could just be that, you know, more media are getting to Jimmy, like trying to get more out of Jimmy. And it could just be simply that he's more present now. He's really bought in. He means what he says. But he was speaking to the media and on Thursday, and in particular talking about Alex Golish. Says they've obviously met. Really nice guy, very passionate, very committed. And I obviously wish him nothing but the best. I think he's going to do a great job. And then he says, I'm going to give him every opportunity to be successful. I like that, because it's, as a fan, it's easy to say that. It's easy for us to say that. I'm going to give him a chance. I'm not going to start bashing him on social media for every single post, for every single decision, for every single anything, for every single quote. I'm going to give him the opportunity. I'm going to give him a chance. Super easy for us to say that. I could be like, I'm not going to have a negative podcast for a year or something like that. I mean, it's easy for me to do that. It's a lot harder when you are being relied upon financially for his success. Let's call it what it is. Okay. We had the conversation about Lane Kiffin, and we had a conversation about Steve Sarkisian yesterday. And at the end of the day, money matters. We can pretend that it doesn't. It doesn't change the fact that this sport, really all sports, are driven by money. And when the vast majority of it comes from donations, when a lot of it comes from donations, you got to play the game. There was a quote early on, and I'm going to be honest, it was stern, and I appreciated it, but it concerned me a little bit from Golish. When he said something, I don't have the quote in front of me, but when he was talking about dealing with donors, and I don't know necessarily that he specifically was talking about Mr. Rain, but when he said something to the tune of, you know, we obviously would love to have your donation, but if you want control, if you want power, if you want influence, we're good. I think that was something. It was like, hey, we're good. In other words, keep your money. That sounds awesome on paper. Like, you're like, man, yeah, stick it back to the man. But in reality, you have to play the game. And I think that's always when you bring a coach up. Now, he should have experience with this from Tennessee. not as the head guy, but at least seen it some, you know, been around it some in Knoxville. But anytime you bring a coach up like that, you wonder how they can balance that aspect of coaching. Because, look, Golish just wants to coach ball. Golish is a ball coach. He is very relatable, and I love the way he interacts with fans, kids, and he says a lot of the right things. But at the end of the day, if you had to ask him, lock him in a room, take away the key, give him a marker, get on the whiteboard, and then let's go get on the football field with a whistle. That's who he is. So it's not, I guess, out of the realm of possibility that you could be concerned about his desire to rub elbows with guys like this. But now I've seen Jimmy Rain, or we've seen the quote, just read you the quote, him kind of, you know, saying a lot of really good things about Golish. But he also have seen him in recruiting pictures. Brylan Odor, before he committed, like, he was there in recruiting pictures. I can honestly say, I'm not saying nobody's ever taken a picture with Jimmy Rain, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm sure anybody that comes around him, and he's basically a celebrity, anybody that comes around him is going to want to take a picture with him. I'm not saying nobody's ever taken a picture with him. I've never seen recruiting pictures with Jimmy Rain, ever. I'm sure someone can point to a couple, but I feel like I'm pretty locked into the goings on of guys visiting and got what they're doing while they're here. I can't recall a time where guys were taking pictures with Jimmy Rain. So there's probably the odds that Brylan Odor knew who Jimmy Rain was probably pretty slim. But for him to take a picture with him, obviously had to be introduced to him. So, again, this is good stuff. This is what you want to see. This is the stamp of approval. If you don't live in La La Land and you don't still think that college football is still that, it's student athletes. They're really more athletes who are students now. If you're not, don't have your head buried in the sand and understand how the game works now, this is really good, because we've seen examples of how it can go if this isn't a good relationship. If you don't put in the effort to make friends, and I'm putting friends in quotation marks, you lose support quickly. They can turn on you quickly, and honestly, deservedly so. It's not just being a ball coach anymore. You got to be a ball coach, but you also have to be a politician. You got to be a salesman. You got to wear all the hats. You can't just hire your way into that. Like, you can't just hire guys to handle that kind of stuff for you. You have to rub elbows. They gave Hugh Freeze was good at that, and Hugh Freeze got every single tool in the tool shed, and he failed. It's not because of the influence and the money that was given to him, because of all the different factors we've talked about a million times with Hugh Freeze. Now, if you give Alex Golish the same resources, I just feel like if you took that roster last year and Golish and this staff were coaching it, they're three games better, minimum, maybe 4 to 5 games better. That's what I'm talking about. You got to marry those two things together. Ball coach, politician, salesman, all that stuff. This is a good sign. This is good stuff. I know this is one of the little things that sometimes the casual Auburn fan may think doesn't matter. It matters. Maybe more so than anything. So good stuff. We're going to talk about, and kind of along those lines, we're going to talk about Big Cat Weekend here in just a second. But we have a special offer from PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. It's called Beat the Heat. It's warming up out there, guys. It's supposed to be like 88 degrees in Lee County next Tuesday. You might want to make sure that AC is running. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. And then if there's any repairs that need, and they'll be honest with you, you'll get 50 off your repairs, over $300. So just say beat the heat. I listen to the barn, whatever, to get that special. I looked it up. The cost on average to go do that somewhere is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 to $200. So very good. Go ahead and get that AC rocking for this summer because you know it's going to be a hot one. And then obviously got to give a shout out to buyauburn.com. Just added a new business, a financial advisor in Huntsville. Man, we got people everywhere. We got people lining up everywhere. Go to buyauburn.com if you're looking for any type of service. Need more restaurants, guys. We need some restaurants all across. I know Nashville has a big Auburn population. If you know a restaurateur in Nashville that's an Auburn person, send them our way. Let's get this thing popping all over the country where it's the first place Auburn fans go when they travel. Buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Let's talk Big Cat Weekend for a second. It starts, obviously, tomorrow. And historically, a large percentage of Big Cat visitors end up in the class. Not every one of them, but a large percentage. Typically, there's a lot of firepower in these things. Like, I think a lot of times they may even bring in guys that you don't even necessarily have the best shot at just for the headlines. I don't necessarily see those guys in this class. This Big Cat Weekend seems a lot more intimate, a lot more deliberate. I'm sure there's going to be some day of names that pop. But yeah, like there's not even a – you got some really good players lined up to visit, but you don't, not even any like top 100 guys right now. Got a really good list. Again, you're kind of hamstrung too. This whole July being a dead period thing really, really hurts Big Cat Weekend. And I thought maybe they have found the sweet spot. Hey, let's do it as like a kickoff to official visits. But man, there's guys playing in spring games. There's, you know, schools wrapping up, there's final, like there's graduation, like there's all kind of stuff that's going on right now. Like, for example, you don't have, I think Donovan Moore, one of your top rated commits, has a spring game, according to Jeffrey Lee from On3. You're not going to have Mison Johnson Cook, your top player in the class there. Don't know the reason why. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about, but you got a really intimate list. And it's like, if you can land 40% of these guys, 40 to 50% of these guys, you're going to have a really good recruiting class. It's headlined currently by Jaden Aparicio Bailey. He's from Prattville High School. I was corrected in the comments. He spent most of his career, he was developed at Oak Mountain, I believe that's right. Oak Mountain, Mountain Brook, one of those places up there, just transferred to Prattville. So Prattville doesn't get any credit. I'm kidding, obviously, but that was what the comment said. Safety, four-star, it looks like Auburn and Georgia. I mean, I've had people tell me they feel like Auburn leads there. That would be a fun one to get. Carlos May, you're just waiting on his commitment at any, seems like any day now. Jeremiah Culpepper, another top linebacker, just to add to that line of, you know, stud linebackers that have been coming in the last couple of years. George Lamond's your tight end commit. A very intriguing wide receiver from Las Vegas, Damani Warren. He's 6'4", 210. Really, really interesting-looking athlete. Very, very big, very long. Marquise Evans, another guy who's a little bit on the lower end as far as, I guess, the star rating goes, from Spain Park, pass rusher. He's got some good offers, though. Florida, Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Nebraska. Like, got some really, really good offers. Could be one of those guys that shoots up over the summer with, you know, camps and marketing and things like that. 6'5", 235. So like that's not all of them. Like they're still currently on the list that's showing as far as on three goes. You got about, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 guys. And I would imagine you're going to have more pop up as the, you know, as the weekend goes. So, Big Cat Weekend, probably not going to be the super-duper high-end fireworks. But, you know, everything this staff does is very deliberate and intentional. And this may be by design. Hey, let's have a little bit more intimate visit weekend with guys we actually want that we think we have a shot at, and let's pour all the resources into those guys. If you get some of these guys, especially some of these top-end guys in the class, you're doing really, really good, and we're happy with the recruiting haul, because I don't care what you say, high school recruiting still matters. And for the most part, not counting a coaching change, which just happened last year, Auburn really has done well at retaining high school kids. I know quarterback has not been – quarterback's a whole other animal. But by and large, Auburn's done a great job retaining high school talent, period. Let's switch gears and go do our Jack Arse of the Week award from Jack Arse Rentals. If you're in East Alabama, Columbus, whatever, and you got a project and you're looking for some heavier equipment or lifts or anything like that, skid steers, mini X's, scissor lifts, boom lifts, doesn't matter. They got everything you need. You can use coupon code BARN10 online or in person to take 10% off your order. Just give them a call. 762-208-5013. JJ will love to help you out there. It's Jack Arse Rentals. Jack Arse of the Week. I struggled with this one. And I'm going to pivot a little bit from my original thought. There's an Auburn rider that I really wanted to get after, but I'm not. I'm not going to go there. He got lit up enough on Twitter. So we're going to go in the echo a little bit of the Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian saga. And it's really not so much them. They're going to be the topic. But it's continuing. If you're someone, no, you know what? Let's just pin it right on Lane and Sark. Let's stop pretending. We got to stop pretending that this thing isn't about money. Got to. It's not about academics. It's not about racism. Don't hide behind stuff like that. It's about money. If you get a kid, it's not because you're academics. It's because you probably paid them more. It's a better situation. And if it's a kid leaving school to go get a bigger check, just call it what it is. You know, I got a lot of respect for, if you follow golf at all, there was the PGA Tour and then the LIV Tour broke off. And a lot of the PGA Tour guys went and took a bunch of money to go there. But they all kind of, except for maybe one, they all kind of downplayed the money part of it. When everybody knows, that's why you went. You took the money. Brooks Koepka, one of the most popular golfers on the planet, he straight up said, he's like, look, I could break my wrist, I could hurt my elbow next year, and my golf game may not be the same. I took the money. I took the money. I secured my family for generations. Why is that a bad thing? Why do we have to play these games where now it's to the point where I have to go downplay and hurt someone else because I'm too chicken, you know what, to just talk about money? Talk about the reason why I actually did things. Lane Kiffin, you went to LSU for more money. Steve Sarkisian, you get the best players because you pay the most money. Period. End of story. Hell, we said when NIL came out that Texas would be one of the biggest benefactors. And look, they have the top paid roster. It ain't because of your academic standards. Let's quit playing those games. Money is the king. It is what it is. Accept it, and let's stop playing these charades. Baseball took one on the chin last night. Two bad pitches. Two bad pitches cost you two runs. Otherwise, they pitched phenomenally. Just couldn't get the bats going. Got two more opportunities. Really feel like you just need one more win. Just one more win gets you as a, more than likely, as a super regional host. Would love to win the series, though, and have that streak continue. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.